570 WTNT and talk570.com. This is Jeff Cooner.
570 WTNT.
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the last honest man in Washington. It's the Jeff Cooner Show. From the Washington Times. From our nation's capital. Live from the belly of the beast. It's Cooner time.
Welcome back to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington. 301-984-9570 is the number. 301-984-9570. My friends, as I said yesterday, we are now introduced a new segment onto the Cooner Show. Every Friday at 1 o'clock in the second hour, we are going to have a topic, issue, or guest that is the listener's choice. You can call in your vote, or better yet, email it in at Coonertime, K-U-H, N as in Nancy, E-R, time, one word, Coonertime at live.com. We will tally up the votes for the whole week. By Thursday at 5 o'clock, we will cut off the voting, and then the next day, we will discuss your topic or have your guests on the show. It is for you, the people, the listeners, the wonderful listeners of Cooner Country to decide. We had our vote yesterday. This is the topic. These are the guests that all of you felt most passionate about, that got clearly the most votes. It is Obama's birth certificate issue. In particular, the case by attorney Mario Apuzzo and Commander Charles Kirchner. We have both of them on as guests. For all of you out there, they are now waging a lawsuit in the federal courts to demand that President Obama reveal his birth certificate. What is interesting about both of these men, and this is the key legal point, is that both of these men initiated the lawsuit after he was confirmed by Congress, but before he was sworn in. So this is one of the most legally effective suits against Obama on the issue of his birth certificate that is out there. I want to welcome both of them to the show. Mr. Mario Apuzzo, the attorney for Commander Charles Kirchner, and of course Commander Charles Kirchner himself. Gentlemen, welcome to the Cooner Show.
Good afternoon, Jeff, and good afternoon to your listeners. This is Mario Apuzzo.
Hi, Mario. Commander Kirchner, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon. Glad to be here, and we're ready to talk about the topic.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming on the show. Let me just go first to you, Mario. For all of our listeners out there who haven't probably been following your lawsuit very closely, when did you initiate the lawsuit? What's the ultimate goal and purpose of your lawsuit, and what's its current status? Go.
Yes, it's very important what you said. The suit was filed at about 12:50 a.m. on January the 20th, 2009. As you correctly stated, that was after President Obama...
2:50 a.m., Mario. 2:50 a.m.
What did I say?
12:50, but that's okay.
Yeah, 2:50 a.m., on that particular day in the morning. It was done electronically, so just for your listeners, they might think, well, how could you send something in at 2:50 a.m.? In the federal court, it's done electronically. So anyway, it was done at that particular time because we wanted to file it before he was sworn in. So at that point, he had been confirmed by Congress. There was nothing else to be done politically because the courts had been waiting for Congress, the Electoral College, to do something. Neither of those two did anything. So But now, you know, we're waiting for that particular moment. But before he was sworn in, because we wanted to make sure that he was still a private person at that point, he was still not the president. And the reason why that's important is because standing is established at the moment that you file a lawsuit. So our standing is as of that particular moment in time. And the Kirshner lawsuit is the only lawsuit in the country that has that particular feature to it. So that's number one.
I got you. In other words, he wasn't sued while he occupied the White House. He was sued while he was still technically a private citizen, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And he has a burden of proof to show that he is eligible for that position. Now, Article 2 states that you have to be a natural-born citizen. You have to have an age of 35. You have to have a residency of 14 years. You know, those are the basic elements. But the point is, and it's self-evident, that anybody who wants to run for office has to show proof that they meet that requirement. And now the Obama supporters are basically saying that we have the burden of proof to show that he was not born in Hawaii, that he's not a natural-born citizen, which is absurd because, first of all, he hides all his documents, right? And we can't get evidence as to, you know, who the man is, where he comes from, what he did, and at the same time, they want us to have the burden of proof to show that he's not born there. You know, he has the burden of proof to do that. So that's why the Kirshner case is unique, and there's so much involved in it, and I'm sure we'll get into that. But I wanted to just say that very quickly, and the lawsuit has two parts to it. One part is whether or not Mr. Obama has adequately shown that he was born in Hawaii. We say no. And we'll get into the particulars of that. But
okay,
you know,
well, no, actually, Mario, go ahead right now. You got the floor. Why do you think he hasn't shown adequate proof to be in Hawaii?
Let's get the second point on the floor, though, about our lawsuit, which is a major point.
Okay, go ahead. Go with the second one.
Okay, yeah, the second point, which is critical, is the definition of a natural-born citizen. Now, we contend, and we've shown it by historical records, United States Supreme Court cases, evidence from the founding era itself, that a natural-born citizen is a child born in the United States to two U.S. citizen parents. That is a natural-born citizen. That status exists right in Article 2, and it is only for the President of the United States. And the reason it's there is because the founding fathers wanted to assure that the President, who is a singular position of power, he's all by himself, he has no foreign influence, he was totally attached to America from the moment of birth and also in the family. You have to grow in an environment that gives you the values of being an American. That's where the two parents come in from. Not one, but two, because if you have one parent that's not a citizen, you acquire a foreign allegiance just as though both parents were not citizens. So it's not like you acquired a half or a quarter or a third. You acquire a full foreign allegiance, which with Mr. Obama, he is a British subject by birth.
I got you. He was born in Kenya. I mean, sorry, his father was born, we know for a fact, his father was born in Kenya.
Yes.
So that he was not an American citizen. So
that's
you're
correct.
Saying the second point of your lawsuit almost in a sense, by self-definition, Obama, you're saying, is ineligible to be president of the United States because his father was born in Kenya, correct?
Yes, his father was born in Kenya
under
the British Nationality Act of 1948. It was a colony, so anybody born on that particular soil was a British subject. And also, Obama himself is a British subject because he was the son of a British subject. So he also, at birth, apart from his father being a British subject, he himself was a British subject. So he's born with a foreign allegiance, just like a naturalized citizen who cannot be president. You know, you can be a naturalized citizen and you become an American, you swear allegiance to America, but you still cannot be president because you were born with a foreign allegiance. So you're not born, you know, from birth with sole allegiance and attachment and loyalty to America. The founding fathers, they allowed people with divided loyalties at birth to be a president under the grandfather clause of Article 2, which said that you could be just a citizen of the United States. So if you were born here in the colonies, your parents were British, you could have been British yourself. But if you went through the revolution, you attached to the revolution, you became an American through a process of the revolution. And the founding fathers knew that those persons were not natural-born citizens, but they were willing to allow them to be president because we were starting a new nation. Nobody was a natural-born citizen, so you had to start it off. But for the future, That's why Article 2 says, you know, after the adoption of the Constitution, then you've got to be a natural-born citizen. So you couldn't be just a citizen of the United States, which is what you have under the 14th Amendment. See, if Obama was born in America, he would be a citizen of the United States, but not a natural-born citizen. He would be just like the Founding Fathers were, citizens of the United States, but he can't take advantage of that grandfather clause.
I got you. He has to be a natural-born citizen of the United States.
One sentence point in there yet. Obama's father... We are a nation of immigrants. Obama's father was not one. He was never a citizen. He was never an immigrant. He was never even a permanent resident. He was an alien in the United States when Obama was born.
So you're saying by that very definition, he then is ineligible to be president of the United States, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. But we're pursuing both points of view.
I got you. Both tracks. Now, let me ask you this.
The birth certificate is what we call necessary but not sufficient.
Okay, I got you. Now, going back to the birth certificate issue, point number one, why do you think Obama has not shown enough proof of his birth certificate? Go.
Okay, Charlie, go ahead, Charlie.
All right, because he has not shown to any controlling legal authority a birth certificate. All he has shown to the world is a digital image online of a certification short form, computer-generated document which says that there's a vital record in Hawaii but doesn't tell you what's really in it. And he hasn't produced it on paper to any controlling legal authority, not even to members of the press, the public press. We got a bunch of young people out there at the Annenberg Foundation, factcheck.org, who allegedly handled it and photographed this piece of paper, but what I think they photographed was a printout of a digital image. So which came first, the chicken or the egg? The digital image created in June 2008 or the piece of paper that they showed a picture of later in 2009? Either way, nobody, no court, no controlling legal authority, no members of the press have actually seen that document of the code, they call it, the digital image online. They've never seen the underlying piece of paper to be able to feel and touch the raised seal if there is one on there.
Right, that's the certificate.
A birth certificate. A birth certificate has a doctor's name, a hospital, the length of the baby, the weight of the baby. He hasn't produced a birth certificate to anybody, not even online.
I got you. Now, Commander Kirshner, just in terms of all this lingo, so the lay listeners can understand, a COLB is a certificate of legitimate birth, correct?
No, it's a certification. There's a difference.
Forgive me. Certification of legitimate birth. I got you.
Certification of live birth.
Okay, and that's not the same as a birth certificate, correct?
Right, because a certification of live birth, even a foreigner in Hawaii can get that.
Okay, I got you. All right, gentlemen, we're going to continue this right after the break. 301-984-9570 is the number. We have attorney Mario Apuzzo and Commander Charles Kirchner. They are now spearheading a major federal lawsuit challenging Obama's eligibility to President of the United States. They want to have him reveal his birth certificate, and they want to challenge the very eligibility of him to be the Commander-in-Chief. If you have any questions for them, 301-984-9570 is the number. This is Jeff Cooner, Liberalism's Worst Nightmare.
Hi, this is Jay Zawadzki, host of Need to Know. We find ourselves in the worst of economic times. Who's to blame? Bankers? Labor unions? Politicians? No, we are to blame. We've allowed our leaders to spend, borrow, and print us into oblivion. Now only we can fix it. Join me on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. as we explore what we need to know to repair our broken economy. That's Need to Know, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on 570 WTNT.
In this town, you hear a lot of talk about change. And every once in a while, believe it or not, it actually happens. Like at Metrobus, we're introducing more energy-efficient, clean-running buses. And one thing you'll notice right away is the sleek new design. We're refining routes to make them faster and more convenient. There are more express buses, too. And to keep you on schedule, we've introduced NextBus. It works on your computer or your cell phone. Simply type or text in the number of your bus stop, and we'll tell you the exact time the next three buses will arrive at that stop. Even our people are changing. There's a new commitment and a new attitude at all levels. Whether it's a mechanic, bus operator, or the general manager, everyone at Metrobus has a responsibility to you. We're newly focused on bringing you the best bus service in the nation. You can learn more about the big changes that are happening in D.C. at MetroOpensDoors.com. But to really experience it, get on board Metrobus and see how far we've come.
At GEICO, you have a choice of ways you could save on your car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office near you.
Plane's fuel. Are we good to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Baggage?
Empty crate. A plane ready for takeoff.
Guys, we got an empty dog carrier here.
And your moment of truth.
We need all eyes on a missing dog now.
Which push-to-talk network do you want to keep business flying?
Nothing at ticketing.
Nothing at the gate.
Got a 20 on your missing passenger.
Let me guess. Food court.
Roger that.
When you want the largest push-to-talk coverage area in the nation, you want Verizon. Plus, now get push-to-talk in the BlackBerry Tour smartphone. Buy one today for $99.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get the second one free. Each phone requires new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Early termination and other fees per line apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Plane's fuel. Are we good to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Baggage?
Empty crate. A plane ready for takeoff.
We got an empty dog carrier here.
And your moment of truth.
We need eyes on a missing dog now.
Which push-to-talk network do you want to keep business flying?
Nothing at ticketing.
Clear at the gate.
Got a 20 on your missing passenger.
Let me guess. Food court.
Roger that.
When you want the largest push-to-talk coverage area in the nation, you want Verizon. Plus, now get push-to-talk in the BlackBerry Tour smartphone. Buy one today for $99.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get the second one free. Each phone requires new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Push-to-talk service available for $5 monthly fee. Early termination and other fees per line apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
At GEICO, you have a choice of ways you could save on your car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office near you.
Jerry Doyle starts at 3 on your talk station.
W-E-N-T.
Now, back to Jeff Cooner.
Welcome back to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington. 301-984-9570 is the number. 301-984-9570. We're joined by attorney Mario Apuzzo, who is representing Commander Charles Kirchner. Both of them together are now spearheading a major federal lawsuit challenging Obama's eligibility to be President of the United States. They also want the President and the White House to reveal the official birth certificate. Gentlemen, thank you so much for holding. Let me ask this to you, Mr. Apuzzo. What is the current status of the lawsuit? Where is it now? And do you think eventually it's going to reach the Supreme Court? And will the Supreme Court even take up the case?
Okay, well, I'll answer first on the Supreme Court. Yes, the case will eventually get to the Supreme Court. But let me tell you where it is right now. I filed the case in the federal court in New Jersey, Federal District of New Jersey. That's a district court, a trial court. The government made a motion to dismiss because of standing and political question. But standing basically means that we don't have a right to challenge the president because we can't show an injury. The court said that because everybody in the whole country is injured by this, then therefore my clients cannot show that they alone are injured by it, and therefore we don't have any standing. Now, it's a total incredible argument, and that it would actually fly is unbelievable. But that's a different point. I'm not going to argue that right now. But okay, so the case was.
That's a good point for a financial lawsuit. But this is a constitutional lawsuit on a constitutional term, Article 2. What does it mean?
Yeah. So of course I've written a brief. I have arguments about that. But let me just continue now where it is. Okay, so the case got dismissed, so I appealed to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia. Okay, and that's where the case is right now. We have a tentative scheduled oral argument on June the 29th, 2010, in Newark, New Jersey. That's June 29th. That's just coming up now. Now, I said tentative because the court can change the date or they can even deny oral argument. We don't know. But at this point, we're all ready to go for June 29th in Newark, New Jersey, oral argument on this particular case. If there's oral argument, of course, I'm going to be there. My clients will be there. The public is of course, able to be there. It's a public forum. And the Justice Department is going to be there, of course, to argue the case. And now, the issue on appeal is standing and political question. However, I also contend that the merits of the case are also so intertwined with the standing issue that the court is going to have to almost address also the merits of it. When I say the merits, I'm talking about the birth certificate and the definition of natural born citizen, which we just went over that. Now, after the Third Circuit Court of Appeals handles it, then it goes to the Supreme Court. Now, we don't have a right to be there at the Supreme Court. We can only ask to be there, and that's done with a petition for certiorari. Okay, it's a request. Look at my case. My case merits. It's important. The Supreme Court of the United States should take it, and that's where it is at that point. And then, of course, we would have to wait to see if the Supreme Court feels that the case should be taken there at that level.
Okay, but Mario,
can you put out your website address?
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
Okay, they cover both of them.
Yeah, so now for Commander Kirchner, his website is protectourliberty.org. And Mario, what is your website for people to follow this case, perhaps contribute to your case, give you moral support for your case? What's the your email address?
Okay, well,
your internet address.
So the HTTP colon slash slash, and then we have the Puzo, P-U-Z-O, the number one, dot blogspot dot com.
Okay, so Puzo, P-U-Z-O, one, dot blogspot.com. And for Commander Kirchner, it's www.protectourliberty.org. Let me ask both of you then just very quickly. We're up against a very hard break. Just a very quick answer. Do you think the Third Circuit Court of Appeals is in fact going to take up your case?
Well, they have to take it up because we have a right to appeal there.
Okay, but I mean, do you think they're going to reject it? In other words, can this case continue to be kicked out and rejected all the way up to the Supreme Court?
You know, you can't go by prior cases. There's so many people say, oh, they're not going to, they're going to throw it out of court. It has no basis. All the cases have been dismissed. You can't go by that because the Kirchner case is unique. It's super, super unique because of when it was filed, and not only when it was filed, but the arguments that are made. We have very
We also sued Congress. Congress. That's a difference in our case.
Okay. But the key point, just for our lay listeners, is both of you sued him before he was officially sworn in as President of the United States, while he was a private citizen. That gives you guys, in fact, unique standing to challenge him, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Our lines are blazing. We'll go to our busy phone calls, 301-984-9570. Questions for Attorney Mario Apuzzo and Commander Charles Kirchner right after this break. This is Jeff Cooner, the last honest man in Washington.
Hi, I'm Rory Coakley, and I want to share with you an obscure provision in the Maryland Real Property Tax Code. It's known as the 60-day rule. If you purchase a property between January 1 and June 30, you can appeal your upcoming real estate tax bill if the appeal is filed within 60 days from date of settlement. We work on a contingency basis, so if we don't save you tax dollars, you pay no fee. Give me a call at 301-340-8700, extension 101, and we can determine whether your property is fairly assessed, or CoakleyRealty.com.
Consider it done.
It's no secret that when you start with something better, you get something better. It's why some of the sweetest peaches come from sunny Georgia. Why some of the most revered grapes come from the fertile soil of Napa Valley. And it's why since 1873, every great-tasting drop of Deer Park 100% natural spring water has come from carefully selected sources. Places where the elements are just right. Where minerals strike a unique balance. Where each drop is filtered naturally beneath the earth. Then we bring it to you. So every time you drink Deer Park, it tastes as crisp and refreshing as the day it was born. Deer Park 100% natural spring water. Born better.
Enjoy Deer Park brand 100% natural spring water. Sourced only from carefully selected natural springs. Every drop is filtered beneath the earth for a crisp, refreshing taste. Deer Park. Born better.
How many times have you asked for advice and heard, "I'll try to help you, but I'm not a lawyer"? Well, folks, my name is Paul Samico, and I am a lawyer. I've been practicing law for 30 years, protecting you and your rights. Want plain answers to real-life questions? Call me Sundays at 10, right here at 570 WTNT.
Samico Law, coming to 570 WTNT in May, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
There have been a lot of changes in the business world over the last 157 years. Email replaced snail mail, meetings turned into conference calls, and a cup of coffee became a skinny vanilla chai latte. But the one thing that has remained constant over all this time is our commitment. At Wachovia, we're with you when you need a bank that's committed to your success. We've been working with our business customers for over 157 years, and we're dedicated to helping them succeed. We're advocates for your business and are with you every step of the way whenever you need us. As the largest small business lender in the nation and the number one SBA lender in dollars, we are committed to helping you as you make plans for the future. There's no telling what changes the future will bring, but we'll still be here ready to help. To find out how we can help your business today, visit your local Wachovia or call 1-800-WACHOVIA. Wachovia, a Wells Fargo company. Wachovia Bank and Wachovia Bank of Delaware, divisions of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Okay, so I'm back, and before the break, I decided to try out this Instant Effect Skin Firming Serum the mailroom delivered this morning. You've probably heard the commercials for this. It'll visibly erase your wrinkles and fine lines in 90 seconds, and they'll send you a free trial, too. Wow, it all sounded too good to be true, so of course I called. And a few minutes ago, I put some on my crow's feet. Here's what happened. First, it felt great, really lightweight, not sticky. And right when I put it on, I could feel my skin getting tighter and smoother. And here's the kicker. After 90 seconds, I looked in the mirror, and it was like someone had airbrushed my wrinkles away. Even my producer was like, "What? Isn't that right?" Yeah, she's nodding. She wants some too. You have to see it to believe it. So here's the number I called for my risk-free trial of Instant Effect. It's 1-800-400-5017. Call now. It's amazing. And it was free. 1-800-400-5017. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5017.
Once upon a time, Kim was walking down the street enjoying a new cheddar cheese bagel twist from Dunkin' Donuts. But then a man came up and gave her a check for $10 million. The end.
It's a bagel story with a twist. Introducing the new freshly baked bagel twist from Dunkin' Donuts. Available in cheddar cheese or cinnamon raisin for a limited time. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Day 37. I've traveled by plane, train, rickshaw, and by foot. My desire for a mocha iced coffee will not subside. I fear there may never be an end to my quest.
Excuse me? You can get a mocha iced coffee at Dunkin' Donuts.
Update. My luck has turned.
The big chocolate taste of a mocha iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. It's just another one of our delicious, refreshing iced coffee flavors. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts for a freshly brewed mocha iced coffee, or try one of their many other refreshing iced coffee flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Jerry Doyle starts at 3. Then you're in the Savage Nation at 6. Right now, Jeff Cooner.
570 WTNT.
Call Cooner now. 301-984-9570.
Chicago.
Welcome back to the
Cooner Show on 570 WTNT. The last honest man in Washington. 301-984-9570 is the number. The lines are blazing. We have attorney Mario Apuzzo and Commander Charles Kirchner on the line. We're going to open the phones up to questions. Let's go to Doug in Alexandria on line two. Doug, welcome to the Cooner Show.
Hi, Jeff. I think you're doing a wonderful job, and I wanted to raise the question about the Hawaiian Attorney General statement. As I'm sure your guests know, the head of the Department of Health, Kiyomi Fukino, had declared that she had seen an actual birth certificate for Barack Obama. The Attorney General held a press conference about 10 months ago stating that the head of the Department of Health lied, that there is no birth certificate for Barack Obama in either of the two hospitals where it's been claimed he was born in Honolulu. And I just wondered if they had included that in their lawsuit.
Excellent question. Thank you for that call, Doug. Mario,
first of all,
what's your answer?
Say he had a birth certificate that she'd seen. It was a vital record. Big difference. You know, and second of all, how can she make a legal decision of what a natural-born citizen is? Mario, you want to add to that?
Yeah. What Charlie's saying is that she said that she viewed vital record, okay? Not a birth certificate. But even if it's a birth certificate, that doesn't prove sufficient information because we don't know what kind of a birth certificate it is. We don't know that. We don't know, what evidence supports it. For example, if it's a legitimate contemporaneous birth certificate from 1961 and it has a hospital on there and it has a doctor's name on there, then we're getting somewhere. Then we could actually, through corroborative evidence, which is the hospital and the doctor, we can conclude safely, oh, yes, he was born in this hospital, here's the doctor. And then we can say, yes, most likely then this is legitimate. But we don't have that information. Not one hospital or one doctor has confirmed a birth there in Honolulu. They don't confirm that his mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, was a patient. Or, again, somebody might say, well, that's privacy. But we're talking about the President of the United States. He has no reasonable expectation of privacy. He's got to satisfy that he's a natural-born citizen. So that's a bunch of bunk to try to get out of this thing with the privacy laws.
Let's add
something to that?
Go ahead, Commander. Go ahead.
Yeah, she saw a vital record, and she sees that he's born in Honolulu. When was the vital record created? We need to know all that stuff. Did Obama go in there in 2007 and file a late filing, a delayed filing, or, amended filing? There's so much we don't know. So she says she saw a vital record, and the computer printout that she's looking at on the screen could be similar to what we see on the Internet on a cold. I mean, you got all these sycophants in the press like Oberman and Chris Matthews waving a piece of paper. That's nothing but a printout of a digital image on the Internet. I mean, we haven't seen a birth certificate, and we haven't seen it in anybody's hands, a real one.
Excellent point. Let's go to Tom in New Jersey on line four. Tom, welcome to the Cooner Show.
Thank you, Jeff Cooner, Colonel Kirchner, Attorney Counselor Acuzzo. Thank you for your red, white, and blue patriotism. Two fast questions. Number one, can you add an equitable argument seeking an order of removal to your case? And number two, God willing, if you reach the discovery stage, can you subpoena the Registrar of Hawaii and demand that person appear with the document and a certification of authenticity to include with it?
Okay, on the first question, we do have an equitable claim. It's called mandamus, okay, which basically it's a Latin term meaning that you want somebody to do something. Okay, usually it's applied to a government officer, and it has to be something ministerial, not discretionary. So basically we're saying that we're ordering people to do certain things, and then we're asking that the court work with Congress, because there's a question, how far can the court go in this situation? So the order of removal, not necessarily the court would order a removal, but the court would give us discovery, which leads to your next question about subpoena. Okay, once the case is accepted as having standing, then we have full subpoena powers to obtain all his records from all the colleges and universities and his travel documents, also his birth certificate that supposedly exists. So that's where the subpoena comes in. Then we turn all that information over to Congress, and then Congress does what it has to do under the Constitution. There's different mechanisms there. You've got the 25th Amendment, which can be used to address this. So, again, you know, we don't want to create a problem between the courts and the legislative branches. We want them to work together so that they can both work together and not step on each other's toes, so to speak. So that's where this equity comes in, and, you know, it's not necessarily an order of removal from the court, but it is something that's going to be given to Congress to work with.
301-984-9570 is the number. We're on with attorney Mario Apuzzo, who is representing Commander Charles Kirchner. They have a major federal lawsuit, which is pending right now in the Third Circuit Court. They are now challenging Obama's eligibility to be President of the United States. They want him to reveal his birth certificate as well. We have one line available if you want to call, 301-984-9570. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore on line two. Mark, welcome to the Cooner Show.
Hey, Jeff, you're the man, baby.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, listen, here's my question. I just find it hard that if push comes to shove and eventually he has to produce this document, that there isn't someone out there who could forge this document and, in fact, get someone to authenticate it so that, in fact, he's provided it for you.
What happens there is it's not just a matter of the document. It's what the document gives you, the information that it gives you. That's why it becomes important. We call that in the law corroborative evidence. For example, we're talking about a hospital and we're talking about a doctor. Now, it's pretty hard to invent a whole hospital, invent medical records, invent vital signs, invent a patient. That would be his mother, invent nurses and doctors and all that information that's entered in a contemporaneous fashion. You would have to have a major conspiracy of some sort to create all that, okay? So, you know, we're not saying that it's going to go that far, that it's going to be, you know, a whole hospital is invented, but we want that contemporaneous information.
Mario, but it's necessary but not sufficient. Our lawsuit goes on to he's got to prove he's a natural-born citizen based on the historical and Supreme Court definitions of what that term means. His how can that document say his father was a citizen of the United States? It can't.
Now, let me ask both of you this because we're running up against the clock. We only have a couple of minutes left. Just to get into some of the nitty-gritty of this case, do you believe, and this goes to both of you, do you believe that Obama was born in Kenya, or do you think he was not born in the United States? And secondly, here's the follow-up. The second one is this. Why do you think, if he was born in the United States, just hypothetically, why then not release the birth certificate? Go.
Charlie, what's the first one?
Yeah, the first one, I don't believe he was born in the United States, especially after, on March 25th, the Minister of Lands in Kenya, who's a member of the National Assembly, James Orengo, declared in debate in the National Assembly that Obama was born here in Kenya and is not a Native American. Now, that was stated on the official records of the Kenyan National Assembly. Why has the American media gone over there and interviewed him and other members of the Assembly who have said the same thing? Now, you have Obama's grandmother over there saying he was born there. You got all these papers in Africa saying he was born there. So I don't believe he was born in Hawaii. His birth was registered there. He was born in Kenya. And his grandmother registered in Hawaii to get illegal registration to get his U.S. citizenship illegally. It was a coveted, treasured status to get even today, and he did it back then too.
Okay, now Commander Kirchner,
of U.S. citizenship.
Okay, this is a very important piece of information. You're saying that Obama's grandmother registered him as having been born in Kenya, correct?
Born in Hawaii. Obama's maternal grandmother filed a mail-in form that registered him as born in Hawaii.
That I got you, but you're saying there is evidence that, in fact, according to his family members in Kenya, that Obama was...
grandmother.
Pardon me?
A paternal grandmother in Kenya said he was born there, and now you have, on March 25th of 2010, James Orengo, the Minister of Lands in Kenya, stating on the official record of their assembly that he was born in Kenya and he's not a Native American.
Okay, now Commander Kirchner,
that's one of many.
I got you. I touched on that story when that thing came out. But let me just play devil's advocate, because I know there are many listeners saying, well, this may all sound a little bit too conspiratorial for their taste. So let me just play devil's advocate for a second. People say a lot of things. Just because a member of the Kenyan parliament says that Obama was born in Kenya doesn't mean he was born in Kenya. In other words, is there something that you have, a sort of smoking gun document, in which he is registered as having been born in Kenya? Have you, Mario Apuzzo, any of the investigators that you've been associated with, have they been able to find that document?
We don't have the smoking gun like to the absolute 100% concrete proof, and that's why we need discovery and subpoena powers to prove what he's got in Hawaii and what's available in Kenya. But the point is, now they're putting the shoe on the other foot again. He has to prove he's eligible.
I got you. No, your case, I think,
now,
on that is very strong.
The second point of our lawsuit is, though, how is he going to prove his father was a citizen?
His father
wasn't a citizen.
No, I got you. But you're saying his paternal grandmother, on the record, said he was born in Kenya, correct?
On an interview, the attorney Berg has an affidavit, a signed affidavit, that she said that she was there in the Mombasa hospital when he was born.
Okay.
Which is filed in court,
Pardon?
That affidavit is filed in court.
Yes.
Okay. And Mario, is there anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, you asked if he was born in Hawaii, why does he want to release the birth certificate? It seems that the two don't go together. Right? So therefore, it raises a suspicion because, again, as Commander Kirchner said, we have a lot of contradictory information. And the document that he released on the Internet is only prima facie evidence. That's called a certification of live birth, prima facie. But there's a tremendous amount of information, which we haven't even touched all the information, showing that he's not born in Hawaii, he's born in a different place, which is Kenya. So therefore, the prima facie value of that document fails. He's got to come up with better evidence. Again, give us a contemporaneous birth certificate, give us a hospital, give us a doctor, and we're good to go that he was born in Hawaii. And then, of course, we have the bigger question of the natural-born citizen definition, which he cannot meet because his father was not an American citizen.
Okay, I got you. We have time for one more quick call. Let's go to Larry in Leesburg on line two. Larry, welcome to the Cooner Show.
Hi there. I'm one, first of all, to let me tell you that I'd like to see Obama be made to show his birth certificate, too. But Bill O'Reilly investigated this, and his record of live birth is in two papers, however many years ago that is, and so how do they think that he wasn't born in Hawaii with it being, nobody could guess that many years ago that this baby was going to be a president of the United States, and there's record of Barack Obama's live birth in Hawaii in two different newspapers in Hawaii.
Gentlemen, any one of you want to answer that?
I'll do the first part, so I can do the newspapers.
I wrote a story about it. Do you want to take it, Mary?
I'll do the first part. You do the newspapers. But as far as what Bill O'Reilly or anybody in the media, other than of course Jeff Kuhner, they're basically going by this again, the certification of live birth that's on the computer. They have nothing else. They mislead the people when they say that Barack Obama showed his birth certificate. It's not a birth certificate. It's a complete lie. It's misleading. Either they're intentionally doing it or they're ignorant of the true facts. Okay, so there's no investigation done. There's no birth certificate. And as far as the newspapers go, Charlie, you can answer that.
Right. And what those papers that O'Reilly and then Keith Olbermann and Chris Manager are waving on the screen on TV are printouts of that online image. That's not an original certified copy of anything. They're printing out what's on the Internet. You can't, with Photoshop, you can't believe anything on the Internet.
No, I got you. But, Commander, what about the point about the record of live births? In other words, why would they put it in newspapers all those years ago?
Because the state of Hawaii put a list out to the newspapers every other day or once a week of all the births registered in Hawaii that week in Honolulu. So if the grandmother fills the mail-in form to get her new grandson U.S. citizenship, sends it into the registration office, that puts the insertions in the newspaper.
I got you.
They didn't do it. They didn't do it because you're going to be president someday. They did it because it's an automatic insertion done by a state of a registration of a bird, and she registered the child illegally to get him citizenship. No.
Excellent. Okay, very good. Gentlemen, literally, we're right up against the clock. If you want to find out more information about this, you can go to Puzo, P-U-Z-O-1, literally the number one, .blogspot.com, or you can go to www.protectourliberty.org. That is Commander Charles Kirchner's website. Commander Kirchner, Mario Apuzzo, I want to thank both of you so much for coming on the Cooner Show today.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you to your listeners.
Can I say one thing quick, Jeff?
Go ahead, shoot, Commander Kirchner.
I served my country 33 years, and I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That domestic word, I never thought I'd have to see the day that I had to stand up to do it. But I'm standing up today, and I will keep standing up, so help me God. That man is not eligible to be the United States President and Commander of our military. We are in danger in his country.
Commander Kirchner, I want to thank you for your service, and I agree with you. I never thought it would come to this in America. Sir, may God bless you. May God bless both of you. Keep us updated on the status of your case. Agreed?
Have us back again.
We'll definitely have you guys back on again. Thank you, guys. Again, Commander Charles Kirchner, Attorney Mario Apuzzo, this is Jeff Cooner, the last honest man in Washington. We'll be right back with the mailbag.
Say more fees? If your bank has gone, well, fee crazy, tell them politely it's time I switch to the Washington Savings Bank and take advantage of their 1% interest on free premium checking, plus no fees at over 1,500 ATMs. The Washington Savings Bank. Visit one of their 5 convenient locations, switch today, and save more. The Washington Savings Bank, your neighborhood banking solution that pays. 1% annual percentage yield paid on balances of $500 or more. Rate subject to change anytime. Other fees may apply. Stop in at TWSB location and speak to the representative for more information. Member FDIC.
In this town, you hear a lot of talk about change. And every once in a while, believe it or not, it actually happens. Like at Metrobus, we're introducing more energy-efficient, clean-running buses. And one thing you'll notice right away is the sleek new design. We're refining routes to make them faster and more convenient. There are more express buses, too. And to keep you on schedule, we've introduced NextBus. It works on your computer or your cell phone. Simply type or text in the number of your bus stop, and we'll tell you the exact time the next 3 buses will arrive at that stop. Even our people are changing. There's a new commitment and a new attitude at all levels. Whether it's a mechanic, bus operator, or the general manager, everyone at Metrobus has a responsibility to you. We're newly focused on bringing you the best bus service in the nation. You can learn more about the big changes that are happening in D.C. at MetroOpensDoors.com. But to really experience it, get on board Metrobus and see how far we've come.
Is your check engine light on? Stop by your local Cotman Center in Virginia or Maryland, and they'll check it out for free, including a road test, an electronic scan, an $85 value at no charge to you. For over 45 years, Cotman has been the leader in fixing transmissions. Now you can trust them with all your car care needs, no matter what's wrong with your car or truck. Take it to Cotman for fast and honest service. For the Cotman location nearest you, call 866-COTMAN with 6 convenient locations in Maryland and Virginia.
He's my Cotman man. Keep me rolling along.
Plane's fuel. Are we good to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Baggage?
Empty crate. A plane ready for takeoff.
Guys, we got an empty dog carrier here.
And your moment of truth.
We need all eyes on a missing dog now.
Which push-to-talk network do you want to keep business flying?
Nothing at ticketing.
Nothing at the gate.
Got a 20 on your missing passenger.
Let me guess. Food court.
Roger that.
When you want the largest push-to-talk coverage area in the nation, you want Verizon. Plus, now get push-to-talk in the BlackBerry Tour smartphone. Buy one today for $99.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get the second one free. Each phone requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Early termination and other fees per line apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe with the secret to unlocking the space-time continuum.
Well, look, I really just wanted to talk about being in four places at one time.
Really? How do you do it?
Well, it's simple. You go to the dealership service department. You got a car, right?
Sure.
Well, your car needs something. What are you going to do? Go to a tire store, a brake place, a fast lube shop, a discount store? See, to me, that's all complicated. Your car needs something. You go to a Ford Lincoln Mercury dealership for service. Because they can do it all right there. Tires, brakes, oil changes, whatever you need, all in one place.
Right. Like the Works Fuel Saver Package. A Motocraft synthetic blend oil and filter change, tire rotation, and more. All for just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Expertise, value, and convenience. It's no secret. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership or visit GenuineService.com for mailing rebate form and details through 5/29/10.
We'll just keep this between us, huh?
Welcome back to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, my friends. The contest is over. It wasn't even much of a contest. Here is the mailbag theme song that all of you voted for and that will now be permanently part of the Cooner Show. Ray, roll it, baby. It was the old one, the classic. You loved it, you wanted it, you got it, my friends. This is the People's Forum. Hey, let's have at least one real place of democracy in America left. If you want to send your emails, coonertime@live.com, K-U-H-N as in Nancy, E-R, time, one word, at live.com if you wish to opine. This is Charlie from Gaithersburg. Jeff, as the son of Holocaust survivors, I deeply resent the comparison of the Arizona state law to the Nuremberg laws enacted in Germany during the Nazi regime. Such a comparison trivializes the Holocaust and totally misrepresents what the Arizona law is. This sickness starts at the White House and oozes down through Congress onto the streets. Keep up the good fight. Charlie, I will, and you are right. It is despicable to compare a just democratic law of self-defense by the people of Arizona to those laws of racial genocide enacted under Nazi Germany. It is a shame on the left, and for this we should hold them account. This is from Kelly Catherine from Baltimore. Rabbi Jeff, every great mission has symbols to keep their aim at the forefront of the mind. Neo-femininity needs to rediscover skirts. I mean something of modest length that accentuates the mystery of womanhood. If a woman embraces her own feminineness with intelligent respect, a good true man will be more likely to embrace and respect her. As silly as it sounds, a skirt can be a great reminder. Shalom. Kelly, you're completely right. I think skirts do represent femininity. I gotta tell you, I find my wife incredibly attractive in skirts, but that's just me. Ben, the resident liberal, this is the email of the day, a.k.a. Lex Liberal. That's right, he's Lex Luthor to my Cooner Man. I've decided if you're Cooner Man, then that must make me Lex Liberal, and sorry to say, I've discovered your kryptonite. I will tell you what your party must do to win, and you won't do it because it comes from me. To solve the racism allegations regarding Arizona is really quite simple. Just start arresting white people. Arrest them for hiring illegals. Arrest them for hiring subcontractors that they have reasonable suspicion of hiring illegals and didn't verify. Go on massive raids in restaurants, construction sites, and other workplaces. Find homeowners who hire landscapers without proper documentation. Just prosecute white people first. Do that. Put the white people in handcuffs all over Fox News with their homes being sold to pay the fines, and the energy falls out of the unequal treatment argument. Is it PC? No. Should you have to? No. Will it work? Yes. But will you do it? No. Ben, if I had it my way, I would go after everybody, the illegal immigrants and those that hire them, whatever their race. But hey, this is how Lex Liberal thinks we'll defeat Cooner Man. I don't think so.
WTNT.
Defense Desk.
Washington.